The Gemara says in Daf Chof Gimel Beis, the Adkan lo pligi ala b'chashasha. Amalecha davadera v'pasla, this vadi revia will pasla the parash. I mean, now the parah kach mizbechi. So right from here, the parah kach mizbech, the kach b'ed gabayis, mipsla b'revia, because if it would be kach b'ed gabayis, then revia wouldn't pasla. So Taisa says, Akashi says, what's the right? Maybe we could say it's kach b'ed gabayis. But the reason why revia pasles is not because of the psal of nirba, but because of ol ole ol. Because the Mishnah says that ol ole zachar is psula. So if a revia happens, that's like any other oil that went on the behemoth, that would be a reason to passel it. So how do we know that it's because of the revia itself? Maybe it's because any revia ends up being all oil. So Taisa says, Veshlaimer the revias Adam should become a skufa lashach ba'alakma behema. He says, this that it's passel by all oil zachar because of oil, that's only by revias behema because behema goes on top of the other behema. But by Adam, being that the metzias is not going to be on top of it, could be next to it, that's not considered an oil and would not be pasul mitam alalea oil, and that's the raya, then it must be kachem mizbech. But Shash over here asks an interesting kasha. He says, L'chay, you can answer very pashat why by Adam it's not shaykh lipsul alalea oil, and that's how people, what the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Tzadidal, that there's a musig of chay nois es atzma. When it comes to an Adam, we say chay nois es atzma, and if you want Adam over there, that's only by Adam, not by behema. And for that reason, you could say that if it's alalea behema, it's psula because of alalea oil, because was on the behema. But if it's alalea Adam, but if Adam is aware, that's not considered oil because chay nois es atzma, so it's not considered to be any oil over here. So that's his kasha. Why doesn't Taisus answer that? And the Rashash answers that that l'chay the pshat is that the din of chay nois es atzma is a din which is only by Shabbos, not by other dinim. And he proves that from the Mishnah in Parah. And he brings some Taisus and Shabbos over there in Tzadidal that says it's really Taisus of Shitasa. The Taisus says there's really no svara why Chai Nes Esatzma should be potter by Shabbos because even if it's make a little bit, it's still considered Haitzah. So why would it be potter? And he says it must be a Gzeres HaKasav that we only learn out from things that were in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there's never Chai Nes Esatzma. Therefore, if it's a Matzah of Chai Nes Esatzma, there's not going to be Chiv and Shabbos because it's not Dumya to Melech Mishkan. So it's a svara dafka by the Mishkan, not by other dinim. And therefore, he can't apply it over here to Parah, and that's why Taisus doesn't say it over here. So that's all the Rashash wants to Mishnah Taisus. It's Lechari Taisus L'shitasai. But it's interesting that the Pesach Tshuva and Yerdei and Hilchos Nida, he brings down a famous halacha from the Tashbetz, and even though a person is not allowed to be maishit something to Ishta Nida, or vice versa, but a Tinaik you are allowed to hand in certain cases, because of the din of Chai Nois Es Atzma. We say Chai Nois Es Atzma, and therefore it's not considered to be being maishit from one to the other. And on this also, the Achanim asked the Kasha, the Lechari, that doesn't fit with that Taisus in Shabbos, because we see that the Tashbetz is applying it to Hilchos Nida, with nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Lefi Taisus, it's Tafka by Shabbos, not Tumya Tumlech Zemishkan. So what's up shot in this Tashbetz? So in the Tshuvas of Lishan Mardechai, he's Masber, that it's not Mestaber to say that Taisus means that it's just Stamach Zerkas of Alma, that has to be Dumya to the Mishkan, because we don't just randomly learn out anything for the Mishkan if it has no Svar at all. It has to have some type of svar why that should be dafka like this in the Mishkan, and he says that it's a word from Taisus and Avada. There is an inyan of Chai Nois Es Atzma, meaning that a Adam is making himself a little bit, and it's not the same as a behemah. It's not the same as something which is not chai, and because it's a svar, then we can say this because there's a cause of dafka by the anything which is dummy to the Mishkan and not something else. But we do see from Taisus that there is a musig of the chai being makel more than something else. And maybe that's what the Tashbetz is able to take from there. The by Hilchos Nida, that amount of being makel would be good enough to say that that's not considered a hashata. So even though the din of Chai Nois Es Atzma might only apply to the Mishkan, but the musig that is being makel, that you can learn out to other dinim as well. So if you thought there would be a makom lechari to apply it to Parah, then maybe whatever amount of weight that you need for a alalea oil, maybe it would only be by a behemoth, not by Adam, because of this din of Chai Nois Es Atzma. So there would be a makom to be mechalik like that, and there wouldn't necessarily be a raya from Taisus, but from the Rashash, you see lechari not like that. He held that there's no chilik, and he would not apply it to any dinim other than Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore wouldn't be nagia by Parah or by Nida as well.